I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
All right. I like those. What is it? Ring or whatever? The door cameras that capture, you know, the porch pirate system. One of those door cams caught something pretty interesting. I mean, I'll play you some of the audio. A lot of it's visual, but you can imagine. And you can find it out there. A guy in Oklahoma went to open his friend's front door on Sunday, and a snake bit him in the face. Turns out there was a five foot five inch long snake that was wrapped around the porch light, and the doorbell camera is running, and so this guy comes up to the front door, and this snake bites him in the face.
Ow! Take it to the hospital.
At your mailbox at the front door. This dude walks up to the
snake was in the mailbox.
Picture you got a light, you know, you know, whatever, 6 feet up, you know, it's the porch light there on the guy's porch. So the guy comes up to ring the doorbell, and this snake is coiled up around the porch light.
It bites him.
And it bites him right in the face. And so I imagine that'd be a good way to keep the porch pirates off your porch. Just put a 5 foot snake on your front door. Just makes for a great door cam video.
A warning sign that says there's a live snake on porch.
It might help.
That might keep them off there.
And if it bites somebody in the face.
In Meridian, Mississippi, they know all about Tommy Lee Hill. 20-year-old Tommy Lee Hill, he's had some run-ins with the law in the past, but everybody this week has been saying, did you hear the latest thing old Tommy Lee Hill did? Tommy Lee Hill, early Monday morning, you know, we're talking probably 1, 2 in the morning, old Tommy Lee Hill got himself all gassed up on the booze. And he headed for the fire station. And he broke in there and took himself a fire truck. And he went out for a ride in the fire truck, out for a joyride there for a few hours. And he was drunk, so he ended up damaging the fire truck. He hit a utility pole, went right into that thing. They say that he did at least $50,000 worth of damage to that fire truck. And should the whole thing have to be replaced, it run about $257,000. Tommy Lee got himself arrested after a concerned citizen found Tommy Lee passed out behind the damaged fire engine. The citizen sees that. Okay, there's a fire engine crashed into a utility pole, and that's Tommy Lee passed out behind the wheel there. They knew that wasn't right, and they called the police.
Three alarm party for him. And finally, cops in San Diego on Tuesday. If you're familiar with the downtown San Diego area, you can picture this a little bit. Officers patrolling the trolley line about 6:30 Tuesday night in the area of Park Boulevard and Market Street. So this is right down probably in the Gaslight District or something. Someone approaches them and says a suspect had brandished an assault-style rifle from the third floor of the Palms Hotel. And, you know, this guy was pointing a rifle at me from the third floor of the Palms Hotel. So the officers cordon off the area. They halt the trolley traffic. And they go to the residential hotel where the alleged incident occurred. They order the occupants out of the room. Detain a woman and man. Search the premises for the rifle spotted in the claim. And what they find is a smaller version of an AR-15 rifle. But it's not a gun. It's a bong that can be used to smoke weed that just looks like a AR-15 rifle that has been fashioned into a bong. And they said the man in his early 20s will be booked on suspicion of exhibiting a replica firearm in a threatening manner and taking bong hits on the deck in downtown San Diego.
I can't believe it's news.
I think so. I saw him do that in Platoon.
They should have called shotgun.
Yeah.